This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have QTech's very own Adele Glenn and American Airlines Credit Union's very own Brad Hickey talking about, they're actually kind of giving us a summary of this year's 2022 CU Build competition. And we also have, oh my gosh, we have the winning team called Play Less with us as well. So check it out. Oh my gosh, we have the winning team from the 2022 CU Build competition. So all these guys and ladies they're all kind of basking in their winning glow, and they're fighting off the paparazzi on a daily basis. And they have bragging rights for a whole year. But before we get into it, let's do some introductions, shall we? Right up there in the very top left-hand corner, right-hand corner, I don't know, right next to me, it's Brad Hickey from American Airlines Credit Union. Brad, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. And then right below Brad is QTech's very own Adele Glenn. Adele, how are you?
Fantastic, as always.
Good, good, good. Well, glad to have you here. And so now I'm going to have to ask each person from the you guys had team names for this competition, and the winning team was called Play Less. And so I'm going to have to go through. I can do this on Zoom. I can say, hey, Sarah Wilkinson is on the other side of me from Brad. Sarah, or actually, it's going to be that way. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
So far, so good.
Good, 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 good. And then right below Sarah is it Philip or Philippe?
It's Philippe, whatever you prefer.
Philippe, we can be very European. No, it's Philippe.
I am very European, so you're not too far off.
No, Philippe, can you give us your last name? Because I'm looking at it, I'm like, I don't know that last name. I can pronounce that.
Is Daniel Levitch.
Okay, well, very good. Oh, wow. Yeah, all right.
It's very Polish.
Okay. Well, Philippe, thank you very much for being here. And then right next to Philippe is Christopher Whitaker. Christopher, how are you, sir?
Doing great, thank you.
Good, good. Welcome to the show. And then right below Christopher is Taylor. Taylor's iPad, as it says here on the screen. Taylor, how are you, sir?
Good, how about y'all?
I'm doing great, doing great. And then Henry is kind of being incognito here. He's just going to do audio only. But Henry, how are you? Henry Nelson. If he's there. Oh, yeah, Henry's kind of muted and camered out. So anyway, well, right. Henry, welcome.
Doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. Well, glad to have you here in any capacity. So let's talk about the CU Build 2022, and obviously Play Less was the winning team for this year's competition. Adele and Brad, I'm going to let you guys go first before we get to the winning team and what they did and all that good stuff. Can you give us a quick summary on this year's competition? I'm going to go ladies first. Adele, you want to start with us?
Sure. So this year's competition was held July 22nd through the 24th in Dallas, Texas. 57 participants representing 24 credit unions. Absolutely amazing. 10 teams competed this year.
Well done.
10 amazing teams. So I know we're celebrating Play Less today, but 10 teams, and we should be celebrating all of them because it was nothing short of an amazing weekend.
Yep. Yeah. And everybody got together in person. And to really, I mean, this really brought the collaboration to a whole nother level, because I remember we were talking before, Adele and Brad, that last year it was a kind of a virtual get together, which still worked, but it's not quite as good as face to face. So, Brad, I see you shaking your head. Give us a quick summary from your perspective as well, especially being back in person for this year.
Yeah, like Adele said, I mean, just phenomenal to see the energy and passion in this in our credit union movement. I mean, I was floored. I think a lot of us were moved to tears by some of these solutions and some of the things the teams were able to do. So kudos to Team Play Less, who we have here, and all of our teams. Just amazing stuff.
Yeah, and just for myself, being one of the judges, it was tough this year. Oh my gosh. I mean, all the teams did a really, really good job, but man, there were a few, few there that was really tough to decide. But you guys, the folks at Play Less, kind of percolated to the top, and you guys were the cream of the crop, so to speak. But so Adele and Brad, just one more thing here before we get to the crew here, before we get to the Play Less crew here. What stood out this year for you all besides the winning team here? What was there anything that kind of stood out besides being back in person and besides the winning team being with us, Adele?
Yeah, I think being face-to-face, having everybody together, we did have a couple people that were still in remote, so I think we exemplified what hybrid was.
Yeah.
So a couple people had to stay back for whatever reason, and we were able to incorporate them. So we had this amazing hybrid experience, 10 amazing teams, 10 fantastic solutions. I will throw it out there, Play Less won by a single point. a well-deserved point, and congratulations, but they won by a single point. We also had five honorable mentions, so lots of winning teams, lots of amazing solutions, but I can't wait for you to talk to the fine folks here that brought the grand prize home.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Brad, before we get to the winning team, anything stand out for you this year as well?
Yeah, for me, it was just the amount of code that we were able. I mean, these teams, there were millions of lines of code. Now, a lot of that's pre-generated and things, but literally millions of lines of code produced at CU Build in 36 hours.
I was about to say, there's a fixed time.
Just people going heads down and just loving every minute of it, and so much fun. We had a ton of fun over the weekend as well. It wasn't just, you know, coding the whole time. We had scavenger hunts and prize giveaways and a little happy hour action and a Friday pizza night. And yeah, so it was just a blast.
Good deal. Good deal. I don't know if I want to see the code after the happy hour extravaganza. It might be a little sloppy there, but no. You guys did so, so great. So, all right, Playlist crew. Who wants to be the spokesperson here just off the bat? So I want to say, hey, big congratulations. How does it feel to be crowned champions for 2022? Who wants to go first here? Anyone?
I'll jump
go
out,
for it.
But
go for it, Christopher.
You know, Philippe's probably our best spokesperson. You know, earlier when Adele mentioned we won by a point, it felt like a slight. But in all fairness, attending this event, like, it was incredible what was being shared by other teams. We ourselves were blown away. When the honorable mentions were going through, I honestly am sitting there going, well, I hope we get one of those, because there were so many strong contributions where it was really like, you know, who's going to get the win here? I certainly wasn't sitting there thinking I'm going to hear our name called, right?
Right.
Yeah, Taylor left because he had a flight to catch, so he didn't even get to be in that moment. So, again, I was just blown away to be honored and considered a competitor in that event. Like I said, just so much good content. And it was a really great experience getting to, as a manager, so I'm not a coder, so I got to see the coding aspect.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I drove some of the deliverables, maybe a bit tough a few times, but tried to know my role and help out with data management. But this was a really great team, and there were a number of times we were loudly laughing at the table going, are we having too much of a good time right now? And I think we heard some remarks about happy hour. We definitely had the laptop out during happy hour. We were putting code together. We were reviewing rubrics. We were dedicated the entire time, despite the fun we were having.
Yeah, so great time. Having said that, Christopher, it almost seems like obviously the projects and the coding were very important, were kind of the soul of the competition, but it almost seems like it was an aside, because everyone got to be back in person. Everyone got to kind of collaborate and just have this great, great time together. And on top of it, oh, by the way, we're building these really cool technology solutions to boot. So that almost sounds like the bonus part of it. So just being back together again. And Taylor, I want to kind of add to what Christopher said. Were you like notified at the airport or something like that, or while you were driving, or what's your feeling about winning this prize?
So when I left the Dirks of Chris, I was like, you know, when we win, let me know, because I did not think we were
nice.
And
confidence.
I was like, let me know. And, you know, just playing. I'm sitting there going through TSA as I'm putting my phone in the tray. I see the text. So I texted them real quick, hold up the line. Everybody's yelled at me. I said, you're kidding me, right? Like, you are joking. He goes, no, we actually won. I was like, holy cow, and everybody's like, please keep moving as I've stood there jumping for joy. But
can't you just tell us TSA, hey, wait a minute, I got something important here. Hang on a second. Hold the line. Wow, that's a great story. Great, great story. Sarah, what was your reaction when you guys won?
So I don't win competitions. I just go for the funsies.
Okay. we'll take that.
I don't think I've ever won a competition in my life. And so when it was announced that Playlist won, I think I kind of broke away for a second. I'm like, no. And then I was like, holy cow, we did it, you know? And I honestly have to credit our team with being as diverse as it is. I think I told Philip and Gail so many times, because they worked on the presentation and they did a phenomenal job. And then I was able to lean on Taylor and Henry for the coding aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I did the Power One programming, and Chris made sure that we stayed in line, you know, and I feel like we all really played a role in that. Mm-hmm. And not only for our roles, but even our schedules. Cause I think, so I'm in Michigan and I was crashing hard at like 10 o'clock or so. So I went to bed. I woke up at 4 and then I started coding again because my body just wakes me up. Come to find out Henry left at what, 2 or 3 that night or something, like in the morning. So I'm like, hey, it works out. Cause we just, and,
Henry. And no, go ahead.
No, I don't think we would have been able to do it if we hadn't had such a spread of, expertise.
Yeah, no doubt. And Henry, it sounded like you were burning the midnight oil there. What's your reaction?
Yeah, so I think I have a similar reaction to Sarah. I was really happy how our team worked. And just, you know, I think we understood the overall problem, which was a course Philip's great guidance there. I think we can't ignore that. I mean, you know, you can't win without a good problem, right? Doesn't matter how good your coding is.
Good point. Right? Yeah.
Right. And it just it was pretty natural that people just started picking this, that. And I know there's some intersections with things and we overlooked it. You didn't have to ask someone who noticed, oh, that wasn't getting picked up. They picked it up and did. So I really enjoyed the teamwork because I do all my development by myself. So I was surprised how well it went, honestly. And everybody was busy. You know, I mean, while we were coding, we were working on the puzzle. Somebody was looking at the rubric all the time. I wasn't. You know, I just said, oh, here are our problems. I got to work on the problem. So I think what's said just really. The synergy was really fantastic.
Yeah.
Way beyond what I would have anticipated, honestly.
Very cool. Very cool. And now, Philip, I'm gonna come to you, get your reaction, as well as can you share with us, here's the $64,000 question here. So what was the winning? What did you guys do that? What was your winning entry, so to speak, real quickly here?
Sure. So first and foremost, you know, it was a great experience. We had a fantastic group dynamic because there was my kind of worry coming into the weekend was like, I'm not a programmer. How much am I really going to be able to help in this situation? But we were all able to find kind of facets where we could take over, and we all had our field of expertise, and we all just came together and made it into a fantastic weekend. I was definitely stressing a bit over their shoulders every now and then, making sure everything was still going, but it was from a good place. But it was a fantastic experience. What we came up with was Save More, which is a program set up to target the lowest income members at a credit union.
Okay,
we're talking, and we Gail, who's sadly not here, she pulled statistics for us. We're talking about members of our community who are making under $32,000 annually, and we want to find a way that we can help prop them up, help reward their good and healthy spending, and help them save funds. Yeah. So it was a two-part program. It was Save More and Spend More. And Save More was a standard automatic round up your purchases. Those funds get put into a transformation savings account that we created that was automatically created when you enroll into our program. But the second part of it was that we were watching your transactions. And when you make healthy transactions, so like groceries, bills, gas, phone and internet, because those are, at this point, those are necessities. You can't live without those. They're needed for even just having a standard jobs. So we wanted to reward our members every time that they made one of those purchases, and they would start earning points. And it was a two-year program. And as you earn points throughout that program, and then at the end of it, you would be rewarded by the credit union. We chose a standard reward of just here's a cash, you know, a cash deposit to you. So like, you know, some credit unions have a, like, you opened a checking account with us and you did 10 deposits and you activated your debit card. Here's $100 into your account. So we did a similar reward like that, but any credit union could really do any kind of reward that they would want to do. But the idea here was that we want to reward you doing those good habits. And we wanted a program to be a length that it isn't just like, you're doing it for a month. It's a long-term time investment for you to build those habits and to make sure that you're putting yourself into a better stance to show you that you can save money and that, you know, funds can be spent on important things. But we also didn't want to lock it out of all membership because this is good for someone making under $32,000. It's also good for someone making $200,000. Yep. Like we want to help those habits across the board. So good we made point. It a tiered savings. So we've set up just some random dividend rates. Tier one is rewarded to our members that have the lowest income that they provide to us. And then it builds down. So tier two was low income. And then tier three was everyone else. Everyone else kind of gets into the tier three. And then at the end of the year, or at the end of the program, when you graduate and you've got all your points, then you, everyone's accounts became that tier three, and you still get to be in the Roundup program, and you're still working towards that automatic savings and just having that kind of sense of those habits that you created throughout that time.
Oh, fantastic. And what I liked about this one was that it really spoke the credit union language. This is really directly in the credit union wheelhouse. So you guys just obviously you nail it on so many levels, but that was one of the ones that really hit it out of the park for me as well. So we have about 5 minutes left. Oh my gosh, I wish we had like 15 minutes left because we could go into some great detail here. So do you see this, Philip, do you see this one going actually being actually used at a credit union? I mean, is
I could very much see this being used at a credit union because it's not a lot of investment from a credit union standpoint. It's already building off of some existing systems, and it's kind of the forefront of the entire CU Build initiative for this past weekend, which was transformation. So we're transforming something that's already in our wheelhouse. We can use those existing technologies and put them to a better cause and really focus in on helping our membership. Yep. So yeah, without a doubt, I could see this becoming very easily implemented.
Me too. As all the other ones too. I mean, they're all very adaptable and can be implemented with just a few minor tweaks here and there. Man, this stuff can be it can really be game changers for all credit unions out there. So that's what I really enjoyed about the competition as well. And Brad and Adele, what were your thoughts on Playless's entry? I mean, what kind of set them apart by that one point?
The one point, I mean, they kept saying it. They were following the rubric. So we do share where the scoring points come from. It's very important to pay attention to that. So they were being judged on fit, innovation, functionality, design, extensibility. Can it be used in another credit union?
Right.
And most importantly, to me, mission focus. And that's where I think they really brought it home. Yeah. This scored top of the charts on mission focus. They turned relationship pricing on its head. And it was fantastic.
Yeah, really. Brad, any thoughts on that? Any what stood out for them for you?
Yeah, I think it's when you have a solution like this, like we've discussed, all 10 solutions were phenomenal. They all had amazing tech. They were all tackling very challenging problems in the credit union space, and they all took a very transformational view on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Playless was able to do with Save More was take something that crossed all boundaries. So it was mission focused, its extensibility, the coding that they did. I mean, I had compliments from vendors about Playless, just about what they were doing on the tech. So they kind of covered everything. And I think the biggest thing, like Adele said, that really strong mission focus on something that we all know in credit unions is an issue, and sort of using all the things that we're already good at and turning it on its head and really building a model that I think can be proven out and be very successful at a credit union.
Yeah.
It's something I've wanted to tackle myself, and I'm just blown away. I'm blown away by Save More. It's a really great, great, great solution.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's a winner for a reason for sure. And all of these entries, I mean, it's just getting us one step closer to just really, it seems like it almost actually it's a head start in getting a lot of these into the credit unions and getting them to be, you know, more technology savvy, obviously, but really being relevant and competitive, all those buzzwords out there. So last question, unfortunately, gosh, I wish we could go on another half hour, man. Bummer. So how do you see this competition benefiting the industry and then plans going into 2023, Adele?
Yeah. So again, 2023, we're looking at summer in person again. To be announced, but we're getting there very soon. So definitely pay attention. CUBuild.org. Okay. You can sign up for updates. You can see all the updates. You can also get access to the winning solution. So these are made available to all Symitar credit unions, not just the competitors. So we want to make sure that all of these are made accessible so that credit unions can start benefiting and we can get those stories out there.
So does PlayLess get to defend their crown in 2023, or are we going to mix it up a little bit, or are we going to lay down the gauntlet?
We do like to mix the teams up a little bit. So we did have some repeat competitors, but no team got more than one repeat from last year. So,
well, challenge the challenge is out there. All right, guys. Well, again, you guys are going to be featured prominently at Jack Henry Connect Conference here next week as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun, too. So, again, guys, I wish we had more time. Oh, my gosh. But so big time. Congratulations to all your efforts. I know this was a lot of hard work, but at the same time, it sounded like it was a lot of fun, too. So but the bigger picture here is that this really benefits the industry technology wise and really keeping our foot on that gas pedal, that proverbial pushing that envelope. So you guys are just stellar human beings in that front. So we really appreciate your efforts. And Brad and Adele, thank you so much again for putting this whole thing together and hosting it and bringing this technology to light, because think about it. If you guys didn't do this, things like this wouldn't come to light. You know, we wouldn't have solutions like this. So yeah, that's huge. So we applaud you guys as well. So on that note, congrats, guys. Congrats again. Let's look forward to doing it again next year. Well done.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Well done. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.